Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. New York is looking for a new health commissioner after Howard Zucker turned in his walking papers today. Carol DiIorio now with the resignation and the search for a replacement.
Governor Kathy Hochul was doing her regular COVID briefing when she slipped in the announcement that New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker had submitted his resignation. She said she agreed with that and then added,
"He has been a dedicated public servant for over 7.5 years. He worked hard through the pandemic. And I want to thank him for his service on behalf of the people of the state."
Hochul said she made it very clear when she was sworn in late August that she wanted her own team. Zucker agreed to stay on until a replacement is named. Hochul continues to try to put distance between her administration and that of her predecessor, disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo. Carol DiIorio, 1010 Winds at the governor's office.
Oh, a hot potato downtown today as the Traffic Mobility Review Board begins to consider tolls on this congestion pricing thing. State lawmakers actually passed it a couple of years ago. The plan charging commuters a fee to enter Manhattan's Central Business District was supposed to kick in this year, but it stalled under the Trump administration. The cost between $9 and $23. This guy, Phillip, says, "Stop it. You're hurting me."
"My biggest concern is how do we know that places like the Bronx will get the fair benefits of this when it happens? And that the funds will not just go to places like the Hudson Yards or expanding the 2nd Avenue subway into newly gentrified areas."
But we also talked with Alex Weinberg, who says, "Bring it on." In fact, he says it's taking too long.
"I encourage everyone involved to get this project done, completed, and implemented as soon as possible. I don't think anybody here who works in any kind of private capacity would allow for a 16-month stall before actual implementation of a necessary profit-earning program."
The MTA says congestion pricing is necessary to reduce traffic gridlock and help fund improvements to the bus and subway system, expected to raise about $1 billion. Some lawmakers in New Jersey say, "Not our problem. You're ripping off the poor folks in the Garden State. We're already paying an arm and a leg to cross the Hudson into New York." In other news, the White House says it expects to roll out COVID booster shots once the Fed releases its final recommendations this week. Here's Jackie Quinn with the story.
Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control are continuing a two-day meeting to make specific recommendations on who will receive Pfizer booster shots and when that should be. It follows final authorization from the FDA, which decided to limit boosters to seniors 65 and older and those with underlying conditions or jobs that put them at risk of severe COVID illness, a much smaller group than what the White House had envisioned. Not everyone on the CDC panel even agrees there should be a third shot of the Pfizer vaccination, while Press Secretary Jen Psaki says they're ready to start once they get final approval. This is only for Pfizer boosters. Future hearings will be held for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Back home, a survey among New Yorkers' biggest teachers' union suggests a big no-confidence vote in Mayor de Blasio and his public school policies. 92% of the responding teachers, rep by the UFT, say there's no way kids can maintain a 3-foot distance throughout the day. You know, Michael Mulgrew told us that the other day when the mayor first rolled out his new distance and masking policy. 89% say the kids aren't following the mask protocols all day, and 86% say the kids aren't 3 feet apart during lunch. And then this: 98% say the mayor and the Department of Education have no clue. Teachers now have until Monday to get vaccinated after a judge removed a temporary restraining order on a lawsuit brought by city unions. Teachers Union now supports the vaccine mandate, saying 90% of its teachers have already gotten at least one shot.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.